Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Choosing Inspiration. This is Beverly Holloway, also known as the Inspirational Life Guru. I am a healing arts practitioner, teacher, and spiritual transition coach on a mission to inspire as many people as I possibly can towards discovering their divine purpose. And as a spiritual transition coach, I help people that may be feeling a little bit of a disconnect, first of all, from life in general and from God. And then I also act as a coach to help people to cross over a bridge into a more magnetic and enthusiastic life when it comes to oneness with your divine creator. I also help people navigate their way through life transitions. And I'm going to be sharing just a little bit more about that perhaps during this broadcast. But I am here today, and I'm so excited. I missed the initial interview with Beverly Black and my partner, Janelle. But, you know, I am just so excited to actually be here today with Janelle. And we're going to get started with our broadcast. We want to welcome you all that are out there. We are so excited to really be in this space with you so that you can really begin to choose yourself and to also live a life that is full of inspiration. So I am just so excited. So Janelle, how are you doing today?
I am extremely good. I'm extremely excited. This is our first show. Nervous, but nervous with excitement. Nervous for everything that's coming about. Excited for all of the change that's coming about. And finishing school also. That's what I've been working on this week too. This is my last 4 weeks of class, and then I will have my diploma. So I am bogging myself down with that to get this done too. But that's what all I've been doing this week is my school stuff and taking care of that flower essences class that I'm enrolled in right now as we are to finish this diploma out. But I'm excited. We have a lot to offer right now. We have a lot going on with the show. We have a lot coming up. I have a lot of things coming up for Just Choose You, my business as well. And Choosing Inspiration, it's got a lot coming up. And we'll be doing a few things in the show to get everyone, all of our listeners, prepared for 2018. So, yeah,
yes.
That's what I've been working on and being excited about and getting myself prepared for this week.
Well, good. I am excited too as well. I am really, really excited. So what else is going on that you kind of want to share today or touch on today? I mean, there's so many different things that are really stirring in my heart lately, just so many different energies that seem to be stirring, you know, in the spirit. And so I'm just really excited just to, you know, really see where we are going in all of this.
I can understand that. I can definitely relate with that feeling. I am excited with the lineup of what we have, the point of choosing inspiration, just for everyone out there that's listening right now, we are here to empower, to educate, to encourage, and to just uplift the community, not the community, but a community of women as a whole. We, Beverly and myself, have, of course, gone through certain situations that have prepared us to walk this path that we're walking now, and we are both at the point where we are ready to share the gifts that we have with others who have been in similar situations who may need our services. So Choosing Inspiration is a platform for you to do just that. Choose yourself, choose inspiration, choose to live consciously, choose to live healthy, inventory, and just doing something different other than what it is that you're doing now in an effort to become healthier, not only on a physical level, but spiritually and mentally as well. We all need that support. So that's what Choosing Inspiration is about. That's what Choosing Inspiration is for. And that's what that platform will be there. It'll be a confidential platform for you to look into different information. We'll offer different information. Explore, like I said, explore yourself confidentially with the support of not only Beverly and myself, but people that are in the same boat with you. It may not be the same exact boat, but people who are in that same boat, on that same lake, in that same river, or whatever, however it is you want to say it. This is going to be a community to be embraced and taught, and no holds barred for the most part. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, I find it kind of interesting, too, that you had mentioned about, you know, just sharing things that we've gone through. And it was so funny, as I was listening to the interview, you know, that you really had last week, and you all began to talk about the subject of depression. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's so funny because, you know, I'm at a point now, you know, in my life and my relationship with you that I consider you to be my sister, you know, my confidant, you know, my coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and it's funny that we've never really actually talked a whole lot about our own personal journeys with depression. You know, even mm-hmm. we've just been so on fire with where we are right now in our lives that, you know, we've never really taken the time to, you know, really, because I was actually shocked by some of the things, you know, that I had even, you know, heard that you mentioned. And, you know, because I've never really shared with you, I don't think, really in depth, you know, to the degree of, you know, the depression and where it began in my life. Mm-hmm. Where it started, because I really had to really, you know, a couple of years ago, just really trace back, you know, where did this all begin? When did I start becoming, you know, a depressed person? You know, mm-hmm. I had to, you know, I really, growing up a single as a, you know, in a single family home, you know, I was happy. I mean, I mm-hmm. really had a happy childhood. So I really had to really search back as to where did this all begin, and just really, you know, search back. So, you know, that interview, by the way, I just wanted to mention it while we're on here. I absolutely loved that interview. And I'm telling you, I've got to put this in there, right? You know, because we're just taking a moment here to just kind of chat back and forth. But I have got to mention this one point in the interview when Beverly said that it was in the beginning, and she said, and Beverly Holloway has turned on her stilettos and she has gone to handle her business. Oh, my God. You talk about hilarious. And I'm like,
yes,
oh, I just love that. She said, she has turned on her heels to handle her business. And I'm telling you, if Beverly is listening right now, honey, my stilettos, I have turned on my stilettos so many times, honey, that I am down to flip-flops right now, you know, due to this transition that I've been going through in my life, you know, and in my business. And so, but I'm telling you, it was just a wonderful interview, and I really, really enjoyed it. I really did.
I appreciate it. I have fun. It was leading up to this, so it was fun. it was informative and it was a nice experience. So that, like I said, it led up to this and just let me know. It gave me a different perspective and a different platform that I hadn't thought about before. So this is nothing but pure excitement and divine intervention for everything that's going on. And everything happens for a reason. So you know my philosophy. I'm going with the flow.
Yes, you are so very right, I'm telling you. But, yes, it was absolutely wonderful, and it was all for, you know, where we are right now today.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So if you want, you can either give us some information about your business itself, because I want to know what it is that you do individually, and then we can get into what I do individually, and then we can just get back into what Choosing Inspiration is going to be doing and what we have to bring for these next 5 shows now, because this is our first show. We have 5 more shows coming to you all. We'll be coming to you all once a month. Normally it's about the last Wednesday of the month, but it'll be once a month, and we'll be announcing it way beforehand for the next ones that are coming up. But it'll be a show in August, September, October, November, and there's going to be 2 in December. So give me a little bit of information about you, Beverly. What sent you on this path? What gave us this inspirational life mover?
Well, I'll just say that really inspirational life began when I was really, you know, at a very, very, very dry place in my own life personally. And I was actually, you know, searching for life. You know, I had no energy. I was working a job that I absolutely hated, you know, and, you know, doing some direct sales things, you know, selling makeup and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just a couple of years ago, I just really took a look at my life, and I'm like, you know, look, you know, if this, you know, I looked at my age, I considered that, you know, and I'm like, look, you know, is this a position that I really want to stay in for the rest of my life? And I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I like getting the little check, you know, but really basically I'm for the check and for making sure that my needs are met, you know, because ever since my divorce, you know, in the past, when I was married for 13 years to a minister, I was very involved in church, and, you know, I lived a very lucrative, a very luxurious lifestyle. You know, I walked away from a 5,000 square foot home, BMWs, Mercedes, sitting in the driveway. You know, I didn't have to want for anything. And so I walked away from that marriage with absolutely nothing. And, you know, eventually moved 2,000 miles away here to Arizona to rebuild my life again. And so, you know, looking over my life and, you know, wanting to make sure that I'm secure, you know, and I just really took a look at my life and said, you know, what is it that I can actually do, you know, where, you know, I'm going to enjoy what I'm doing and, you know, something that, you know, I can do until I'm 100 years old if I live that long, because I'm one of those type people, you know. Yeah, I really think that, I really believe that if I really get myself together, you know, health-wise, which that's something I'm working on as well, that I am supposed to live until I'm at least 100 years old. And I've even asked, you know, I've even asked God lately, look, could you add about 50 years onto that, since I've, you know, kind of squandered at least 50 of them. But anyway, so that's how inspirational life, you know, with me. And I said, you know, I know that I'm supposed to be giving, I'm supposed to be inspiring other people. So hence came the name Inspirational Life Wellness. And basically, you know, what I do, you know, I have a passion for actually helping other people to actually discover their divine purpose in life, you know, because, you know, there's so many people that, you know, they really don't know. And what I've found is that there's so many people that really don't even care. I mean, they pretty much just walk through tiptoe through life, you know, not really caring whether or not they have a purpose. And so that is my passion. It's also my passion as well to help people that are actually transitioning through their walk with God, and to help them navigate their way through these different places in the spiritual realm. And so that's pretty much what Inspirational Life is about.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice. I can definitely, definitely, definitely relate to that. As I was saying in the last interview, one of the questions was in reference to my faith and how I discovered it and when did I choose to do something different other than what I was raised as, if that was what I was doing. So I can definitely relate to that. It's a personal journey, and everyone's is not the same, and that's something that a lot of people need to understand. Everyone's journey is not the same, so what makes you feel good may not make that next person feel good. Never to discredit anyone's faith, never to discredit anyone's belief. Whatever it is that gets you through whatever hard times it is that you have, or the good times, or who you look to for whatever inspiration. I did not go the route that I was raised. I was raised in a Jewish household. I was raised also with my grandmother. We went to church as well, like I said before. And I've been exposed to a lot, but my personal relationship with the Creator and with the energy and with the universe is more so of a do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I've always been a person that has, what makes me happy is literally seeing people in my circle or people around me happy. Me talking to someone or being able to give someone a different perspective or a different solution or a different something different to think about a problem that they may have. That's been a lifelong passion of mine. So I can definitely relate to the mission of yours in helping people get to that spiritual point of being comfortable with their own spirituality and their own relationship with the Creator, God, Buddha, whoever it is that you choose to follow. That is something that is and whole and accepting yourself and being okay with yourself. That's one of the key things that I used in thinking about just choose you, just from personal experience and having that yearning to want to see people happy that led me to make decisions that have made my life exciting. I'll say that.
Right.
I've always been one that has marched to the beat of my own drum. I'm that child that you say that's hot. I'm going to touch it just to make sure it's hot. That's just in me. I've been burned so many times, it's ridiculous. Third degree down to the skin, my mom tells me all the time, you are that child that has to bust their head until the white meat shows before you learn your lesson. And I am. Oh, man, Beverly, I am. Like, I'm not that person that's going to learn from that lesson once,
not
twice,
the
or
white
three times. Not at all. Not at all. So I have to be in the emergency room with my skull pieces hanging out for me to say, oh, don't do that way again. Jeez.
So I love
my
it.
My whole purpose is to get people to understand that once you make that decision to just choose you, life decisions become a little easier. Life decisions don't send you into this anxiety attack. I suffer from anxiety. I suffer from depression. I was overweight. I'm still a little overweight and still working on it. But, hey, I'm happy. It'll get there. We'll not get to it. But if I'm working on it. But
yes, aren't we all?
Yeah, it's more so of getting to the point where you're comfortable with yourself and being honest with yourself about yourself. One of the main things that I tell people and I say, and I don't care who, people are going to get tired of hearing it come out of my mouth, you are the only person that controls your peace. So once you make peace with yourself and you take that self-inventory and get in tune with yourself, you'd be surprised at what you will allow yourself to let go of. You'd be surprised at what you allow to let yourself forgive yourself of and then move on to finding your purpose and finding what it is that you're here for and finding your passion and living life and being happy and understanding that you're the only person that controls that.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Exactly right. And, I mean, finding your purpose and walking in the truth of who you really are. That's what it's all about.
Yes. For Choosing Inspiration is that platform for you to explore that, that platform for you to take that self-inventory and take the time to look at yourself and give yourself permission to take this journey. That's exactly what these next months, the rest of this year will be. It's actually a journey for yourself. So anyone that's listening right now, what I want you to do is think about some type of change that you may want to bring about. Think about something that you want and that you've been wanting, and for whatever reason, you found every single reason in the world as to why you can't, won't, or should not do it. That's what Choosing Inspiration is about. This is going to be a journey of giving yourself permission to take this journey, number one. It's going to be one of the first things that we'll discuss at the next one. Third show after that, we're going to be talking about exploring once you've made that decision on what it is that you want to change, whether it be your diet, whether it be your job, whether it be if you don't want that job anymore, even if you're contemplating a relationship, whatever change it is, whatever it is that makes you lay in the bed at night and just stare at the wall, or whatever it is that makes you shed a tear when you're in the shower, or whatever it is that makes you snap out because McDonald's put onion on your Big Mac and you did not ask for onion. Whatever it is that is bugging you and you know that you want to be doing something, that's what it is that we're going to be focusing on and exploring. Even if you don't know, we're going to explore you to try to find that out. We're going to touch on self-care. That is something that I also preach about and that you're going to get tired of hearing come out of my mouth, self-care. You cannot give from an empty vessel. You cannot serve from an empty vessel, and I don't care what it is you're serving. If you're a nurse, if you're a bus driver, if you're a single mom, if you're a good mom, if you're a wife, if you're a husband, if you're a doctor, if you're a preacher, whatever field or profession it is that you choose to walk in, you cannot give from an empty vessel. You yourself have to be, one, as honest with yourself as possible to even know when you need to take a step back and go do some fixing. So you
exactly.
have to be able to be honest with yourself about that. We're also going to get into money, finances. Hello, you can be as holy as you want to be and balanced as you want to be. You're going to need a little bit of moolah to do some type of movement. So we'll also be discussing and giving some information about getting some finances together. I myself personally am not one who has been good with money. I have been blessed with two beautiful, beautiful, beautiful parents. And, yeah, I've had the bank of parents at my leisure all my life, and it's been a crutch that it's taken a long time for me to get rid of. And to break myself from, and although I will still use it now, it's nowhere near to the point where I was years ago. So finances is something that we're going to touch on as well and have a couple of people give some information as far as to what you can do, as far as getting your credit together, in case you want to buy a home, looking into starting your own business, things of that nature. But finances is something that is very important as well that we're going to be discussing. And then last but not least, the most important thing, and what I honestly think is going to be my word for 2018, that's what I do. I find a word for the year, and I make a point to use that word, focus on that word, and use it to manifest things. So the last show that we'll be doing is our celebration show, of course, but the show before that, it'll be action. And I think that's going to be my word for 2018. Everything that we've talked about over the month, that last month, is going to be putting those things into action. what plans can we make to make those changes that you need to do to get that weight off, to get out of that depression, to get out of that anxiety, to change that job, to not go to that school anymore, to start school, to switch careers, whatever it is that you want to do. Our whole focus and our whole point is to get you to understand that wanting something and feeling that that is what you should be doing to be happy is nothing wrong. That's why we're here. That's what will keep you happy. We've all been so trained and focused to, no, you grow up, you get a job, and you live life. That's not necessarily how it has to be. But if that's what makes you happy, hey, kudos to you. But everyone
exactly.
is not necessarily happy with that. So it's a lot of what gives you the strength and the purpose to take those steps and to make those moves to be happy in what it is that you do every day is having that balance and knowing yourself and being honest with yourself and trusting yourself. So that we are offering that platform for you to explore that. That's my biggest goal, is to reach out and touch as many women as I can to let them know it can, will, and you can make it better.
Exactly. You are exactly right. It all really boils down to is, you know, it really starts from the heart. Everything originates and starts from the heart. And,
Definitely.
You know, you mentioned about it being okay to actually, you know, choose ourselves, you know, and I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of us are so stuck and feeling, you know, guilty because, you know, it just seems as though we need to focus on ourselves and to really take care of ourselves. But, you know, even when you're flying on the airplane, you know, they tell you, look, you know, put on your own oxygen mask first, you know,
exactly.
before you try and help someone else.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we can get so, you know, just really paralyzed because we feel guilty, you know, for actually, you know, choosing what we want. And I'm telling you, that right there is the key to everything that I say and that I do and why I speak, you know, my truth so passionately when it comes to purpose, you know, is because that's right. That's the key, is looking into your heart, and whatever is in your heart that you want to do, that's what you are supposed to be doing, regardless of what anyone
yes,
else
ma'am.
Tells you,
yes,
regardless
ma'am.
Of how you grew up, where you came from, what the tracks you're on, following that little nudging in the bottom of your heart. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And a lot of my clients, and not even only my clients, but a lot of my friends, I have a couple of friends that have ventured out into their own businesses within the past year or so. And I've always said to them, you would be surprised at what opens up for you once you find your purpose and begin to walk that path. Once you begin
yes.
to walk that path in faith, you will be amazed at what doors open for you. And this is coming from someone who was fired in December from her job unexpectedly. I don't even want to say unexpectedly because that's a lie. I didn't want the job anymore. I should have quit that job a year before.
Yes. yes.
I should have not been there. It was. I didn't want it. It was draining my energy. It was killing me. I did not mentally. There wasn't anything wrong with the job. It's just I'm not a customer service representative. I'm not an international sales rep. I'm not an international coordinator. I'm not any of that. I can be the nicest. I know how to handle a customer. I have beautiful customer service skills. But once I get to the point where I don't want to be there anymore, oh, trust me, the customers are going to know, and there's no way that I can hide that. And that's not something to brag about, and that's not something I'm like, oh, I'm just going to up and quit. But that's not my purpose. That's not what I'm here for. So
yeah.
You can only sit in that for so long. You can only take that for so long, and it not only begins to take a toll on you mentally, it begins to take a toll on you physically.
Yes.
You know.
It's so right, sis. It does.
So you once you get to the point where you get to the end of that rope, you're going to be like, you know what, I just don't want to do this. And trust, believe me, I'm not telling anybody to go to work tomorrow and be like, guess what, I don't want to be a customer service rep no more. That's not what I'm saying at all. Everything takes a plan. But find out, give yourself permission to explore and find out what it is that you want to do. You
yeah.
may want to go back to school. It's never, ever, ever too late. As long as you are waking up, begin that journey.
True. That's so true. Because I started late in life, decided to go back to school. At first, it was behavioral health and chemical dependency. You know, that's what I wanted to go through. This is right after I had a really major breakdown and bout with the depression, mm-hmm. years ago. And it had always been my dream to go back to school or whatever, and get a degree, work on a degree or whatever. And, finally, after I went through that spell, because I was inpatient for a while and, was doing outpatient, and I was really, really on a point where I was really, really feeling good. And, people don't realize that when people are going through, bouts of depression and anxiety, that, things that, seem to be just every day or real easy for the average person, is really hard for a person
mm-hmm.
that's going through that. Even something
mm-hmm.
simple as, we know, taking a shower or making a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And so just for me to even think about filling out an application, making calls to a school or whatever, it was just too much for me to think about. But as I was around other people that were experiencing what I was, during the outpatient, I really gained the confidence to do it. And I went ahead and enrolled in Rio Salado in their behavioral health and chemical dependency program. And really, I really amazed and shocked myself. I know that I did burn myself out with it because I was taking like 4 or 5 classes, a term.
Mm-hmm.
And, I took a little break. And then during that break time, I'm like, is this really what I want to do? But, I knew that it was one-on-one, working with people. And then also, I love teaching. And so, I could really see myself thriving in a group setting, doing workshops and things like that. But,
mm-hmm.
I started it, later, in my life. And, so it's like you said, it's never, ever, ever too late.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. And it's just like you have to – it took me – I'm 40. No shame in me saying any of that. And the last – I'll say a friend of mine told me when I turn 30, I'm going to physically feel the difference. I'm going to notice the difference in myself, and I'm going to know that there's something different going on. That was true. I have, over the past 10 years, I've watched myself go through a metamorphosis, and it has not always been easy. It has not always been pretty. It was not always wrapped in a bow, but every single step, tear, problem, issue, joy, happiness, discovery, it's all well worth it. And it's I really want to reach out, and I'm so passionate about this, and I'm so ready to jump into this now because it's such a taboo among my sisters. It's such a taboo for a Black woman to have some type of mental breakdown or to have some type of anxiety attack. We have this stigma that we aren't weak, and crying doesn't make you weak. Having a moment doesn't make you weak.
Exactly.
Being lost for a second doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. What you
right.
do once you take yourself, what you do to remove yourself from that is what gives you your superpowers. how you deal with that situation is what gives you your superpowers. You're not going to be okay all the time. You're not going to always know what's wrong. It's not going to always be black and white right there in your face, and that's okay. As long as you can get to the point where you can recognize that and take action to work through it, it's manageable. That's something, that's another thing that I say a lot in my coaching. In no way, shape, form, or fashion do I promise you, oh, you're going to find your peace and every day is going to be rainbows and unicorns. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Life is going to happen.
Not the unicorn.
Man, some people feel like, oh, you're balanced. You're a life coach. No, nothing pisses you off. Your life is peachy keen. No,
Yes,
that's not how that goes at all. Oh, man, you know, what this is more so of having the tools and having the mindset and having the confidence in myself and in situations to understand that whatever happens is going to happen. How you deal with that is your choice. You can let that take you to a dark spot and just be there and have no clue of how to get out of that. And trust and believe me, I've been there and I know that. But physically wanting to do that, that's that decision that you have to make. And it's a choice. It's a definite, definite choice. But it can be done. It can be done.
Yes.
And just because I'm a life coach, no, my life is not peachy keen. No, everything does not work out in my favor. But that doesn't mean that what it is that I wanted wasn't supposed to be. Maybe I have to go a different route. Maybe
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe that object was removed for a certain reason. Maybe you weren't supposed to get that. Maybe that's not even what you're supposed to have. Maybe that's not what you think you want. It's not really what you want. And you need to do that. So that's why you haven't
gotten
it. And once I accepted that, things happening were easier to accept. I don't necessarily want to say easier to deal with or it didn't hurt more, but they were easier to accept.
Right. Right. Well, you're really onto something when it comes to, you know, people thinking that because you're a life coach, you know, that your life is peachy keen. You know, that's one of the reasons why I started the group that we have on Facebook, the sacred space for women entrepreneurs. I started that group, you know, first of all, as a way of giving back, you know, to women that, you know, have been an encouragement to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I invited to be a part of the group. And then also as a way for me creating a space, you know, for them to, you know, really be open and free, you know, about their business. And, you know, we could actually celebrate our accomplishments, but also be there for each other, you know, during times when, you know, we may be having a down moment in our life or, you know,
mm-hmm.
in our business. And so, you know, something that I've kind of noticed because I've just been, you know, I've just been really feeling things out, you know, even in the group and, you know, just, you know, watching the participation and, you know, it's like 200 and some people in the group, but only a few or, you know, more active or inspiring and encouraging, you know, and I'm like, you know, we want to be open and just not only just show the fluffy side of our life and of our business, you know, and you know, because you're my confidant, you know, and I've shared some things with you, you know, just
mm-hmm.
About the last several months, you know, in my
mm-hmm.
own life, you know.
Definitely.
I never knew that when I decided, when I made the decision that I was going to become a spiritual transition coach, which is something I had never heard anybody else say that they were, you know, so this is something I just cooked up and designed on my own, just me and spirit, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I had no clue what I was getting myself into until the past several months ago. Or so,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, as a spiritual transition coach. Now, look, I'm thinking to myself, right, look, I was married for 13 years to a pastor. You know, we had a very public, devastating divorce. You know, not only our lives were interrupted and we were hurt, you know, but I'm talking, you know, it was a congregation of people. You know, we had maybe 1,000 members or whatever that were coming, more than 1,000 during a week, you know, that would come to our services, you know. And so, you know, I'm thinking, okay, so I have walked through that. You know, being what they call a first lady, and I just couldn't stand it, as a matter of fact. You know, mm-hmm. just call me Beverly. Don't call me Pastor Beverly. My name is Beverly, basically, you know. And I remember mm-hmm. when you were talking about how, you know, you go through stages in your life and it's just certain things that, you know, you may do differently. Because when mm-hmm. I turned 40, that was enough of those church lady suits and those big, wide, feathery hats. I'm like, mm-hmm. no, I want to wear something that's a little more flowy and jersey knit. You know, I don't want to wear a hat or anything like that. I just went through a rebellious stage after I turned 40, right?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, look, I walked through that period of that devastating divorce, walked away from a marriage with absolutely no support, you know. I'm like, look, hey, you know, just help me for a couple of years, you know, go back to school, get a degree. Look, I've been out of work because I've been helping you build your dream, you know. Oh,
right.
You'll be all right, you know, mm-hmm. only to find out later that he lied about, you know, his income and the finances. And, you know, he was sitting pretty well, you know, mm-hmm. when everything was over, and I'm over here working paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, I'm thinking, look, I walked through that. I walked through the lies, the insinuations, you know, making it look like it was all my fault. You know, I walked through, you know, getting me a job that was only paying me $8 an hour, which is, you know, one job that I love the most, by the way. You know, but mm-hmm. I'm like, look, I walked through all of that. I decided, you know, just following my intuition, following my heart, hey, I think I want to move to Arizona. People are thinking I'm crazy. You know, I packed up my car, drove 2,000 miles here to rebuild my life again, you know. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, look, I've gone through some stuff, right? But mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it didn't stop there. I mean, you know, when I decided that this is what I was going to do, you know, I didn't know what kind of can of worms it was going to open up, because I'm like, you know, I'm like, look, now, why am I going through this? You know, and I'm like, that was a little more greater than some people would think. That was more to go through what I went through than what I'm going through right now. You know, mm-hmm. because what I've gone through, you know, the past several months is something that people go through every day. But for me, it was uncomfortable because I had all
right.
my little duckies in a row. I had everything planned out because, honey, that's one thing after walking away from a lucrative lifestyle. I don't want to be left somewhere without some protection underneath me.
Exactly.
So I always got
mm-hmm.
a plan A, B, and C, right? And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, basically I'm like, look, you know, why is this happening? But it's like, you know, I learned through going through this time of transition that these were things that, you know, people go through every day, but I hadn't gone through, and it was very comfortable for me because I had already mapped my plan out for it to be real cushiony and comforting for me. But no,
mm-hmm.
because of my assignment, you know, I have to be in a place where I can help other people navigate their way through difficult times. You know, that's what I do. I'm a spiritual transition coach. So even
exactly.
with a life coach, you know, things are not going to be our lives.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's just
yep.
c'est la vie. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about certain things. So it's more so of being able to navigate through that storm, whatever storm it is that you're going through, being able to navigate through that and understanding that it is just a matter of time. Sometimes it's years, sometimes it's just a couple of days, sometimes it's just a few months, sometimes it feels like it's never, ever, 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 ever going to end. But if you change your perspective on things sometimes if you look at things and try to pull the positive out of it, just as easily as you can pull the negative out of it, there is, I will challenge you and match you and tell you that I'll find something positive out of it.
Yes, you're exactly right. And the thing of it is, too, you got to be sensitive and in tune, you know, with your own spirit, with your creator. You've got to be in tune, because otherwise you're just going through situations in life not really knowing why. And, you know, we've talked about this, because, you know, as I was going through my little transition or whatever, and I'm like, look, I am sick and tired of hearing y'all say everything happens for a reason. Look, I'm at the point now in my life when I need to know why.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why am I going through this? Why is it happening? And you know what? God began to answer me. He began to answer me instead of me just accepting, oh, everything happens for a reason. La, la, la. No, no, no. Yeah, maybe it does happen for a reason, but I need to understand why. And I began to ask God, look, why is this happening? Why is this transitioning? And I was able to better embrace it, even though it's been, you know, my hair has turned about 50 shades of gray, you know, in the process. But at least I understand and I know that this had absolutely nothing to do with me. Whatever transition that I go through in my life, it has absolutely nothing to do with me, but it has all to do with the people, some people that are maybe listening to this broadcast right now, people whose lives I am called to serve. You know, those are the people that they are the reason. You know, it has absolutely nothing to do with me. You know, I'm just getting beat up here and slashed in the storm, you know, for someone else, you know. And you know what? I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, because I know that I am exactly where I'm supposed to be at just the right time. I am right at the, and that's when you have to understand where you are when it comes to spiritual things. And, you know, I don't want to sound too churchy, but, you know, when I was actually teaching people how to fellowship and commune with God when I was in, you know, the Christian church or whatever, you know, I'm like, you have to know and understand how to maneuver your way through the Spirit. You have to understand where you are in the Spirit. And I'm telling you, I know exactly where I am in the Spirit. I know that I am exactly at a threshold in my life towards a transformation. You know, and I am right on the edge of being totally transformed and renewed from the person that I used to be. And that's the thing that I want to say to somebody out there: who you think you are right now is just an illusion. It's just an illusion. You may be at a job that you hate. You may be in a marriage that, you know, that you hate. You may be in a situation that you absolutely hate. You may be a teacher. You may be a lawyer. You may be a doctor. But I'm here to tell you that who you think you are today is just an illusion. It is not your true authentic self. And as you begin to really get in tune with your spirit and to begin to dig down within your soul and pull out what you really want and begin to manifest that thing, hey, everything you see now, maybe it's just an illusion.
And that's what we get caught up in. We get caught up in the humdrum of everyday. Oh, I can't do that because my light bill is going to be due. Oh, I can't go and do this because how am I going to pay my car note? Oh, I can't do that because I got rent due. Oh, I can't do this. And I trust and believe when I say I understand that. I have, just as you have walked away, I have walked away from a very lucrative relationship where I could have been set financially for a while and would have been okay for a long time. That's not where I was happy.
What's his name? Where he at?
When I tell you, sis, I would not do that to you. Anyone that listening that knows me and knows that person will tell you right now, no, I wouldn't do that to you. I love you. I love you.
It's not even
worth
it.
It's gone anyway. It's gone anyway, so don't even worry about it. It's gone.
Lord.
But no.
Like, where they do that at these days?
Man. But, you know, it's You have to be okay with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Once you get okay with being uncomfortable and accept that uncomfortableness leads to change and leads to better, you'll not to say that uncomfortableness is going to feel better, but you, like you said, you'll have that understanding of why you're going through it.
Exactly.
You're right. That whole everything happens for a reason. After a while, that sounds like a bunch of BS.
You know what I'm saying? It's annoying. If I hear that one more again, somebody tell me that it's going to be, you know, that it happens for a reason without giving me the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, but you can better embrace it, you know, when you know the reasons why.
Not even saying that you're
always going to know, you know, mm-hmm. every single detail as you're going through it, you know, but, you know, I'm telling you, you know, there are some things you can know, you know, because it's his desire, you know, to bring us clarity, you know, and wisdom and insight for where we are in our lives. And, you know, I mean, I just really love that, you know, I am able to be able to help people. You know, it's just my passion to really help people be able to navigate their way through life and manifest the glory of God here in the earth, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it's all about.
I understand that completely. That's definitely what it is. And I'm so glad our paths crossed the way they did, and I know that it's meant to be because of the way that it, the way that things go down. I am one of those people that believes in everything happens for a reason. Even if I don't know why yet, I am a person that believes in everything happens for a reason. So, and
yes,
just,
and
you
gotta tell them how it happened.
You know what? It was.
You gotta tell them.
We are in TWHA, Southwest Institute of Healing Arts. Both of us are students in that school. And one of the life coaching, one of the portions of the class there is life coaching. And that life coaching class, you have to physically do life coaching sessions to become certified. So Beverly was applied to one of my posts in a forum that we have that's putting ourselves out there is offering free life coaching sessions. And she actually called me and was a client for me from school. And she appreciated my energy and my coaching. And she actually just reached back out to me. It had been a while, actually.
I think I happened to bump into you on Facebook. I think after that, I saw your name pop up, like someone you may know or something like that on Facebook. And then that's how, you know, all of this started, you know, with us, you know, becoming closer, because my plan was, you know, I was going to kind of follow up with you on that coaching session. But, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just amazing to me that, you know, and I don't want to get all teary-eyed, but the way that you took time, first of all, to, you know, coach me. And then you didn't coach me for play-play. That's what one of my friends be saying. Oh, you for play-play. But, you know, no,
right.
You coached me, you know, as though I was a paying client. You know, you coached me as though I was paying you for your service. And, you know, there was no play-play about it. And, you know, your energy, I just loved it and fell in love with you, you know, that day immediately and not even knowing that it was going to lead to where we are today.
Hey, man, who are you telling?
Yeah.
And look what we are now. And look where we are now and what we're headed towards and what it is that we're doing
exactly now
and what it is that we have both been through some things a million times, just like any average female. That is my whole focus. That is my whole soul desire, is for that average female. I'm not talking about that person with the degree. You can have a degree too, so I'm not knocking you or anything like that. You can have issues too. But my main thing is I want that average, everyday baby mama customer service rep, mail person, CNA, dog walker, babysitter, whatever it is that you that makes you cry or whatever it is that makes you feel like you just don't want to do this, if you are having to convince yourself and drag yourself and make yourself and you have an attitude about going to work, you're not walking in your path. And you need to do something about that. And I guarantee you, you have either some migraines going on, or you have some anxiety going on, or you have some secret depressions going on. But I can promise you, if you learn how to deal with that and you learn the right tools, that all of that can be managed. It can be managed. And that's my whole thing with Just Choose You, is just to get to that average female and let you know I'm just like you. I'm not special. I'm not there is no star. Anything that's in me, that what I'm doing is the same exact thing that was what you were born. Everybody was born with it. Everybody was born with their passion. Society, life sometimes burns it out of us or takes it away for us, from us, and or makes us suppress it. But we are, every person on this earth is born with what they need to be successful at what they are passionate about.
You are so right, sis. You're so right. And but yes, you know, I am just so excited that, you know, to really see, you know, people's lives really coming to the knowledge of the truth. And, you know, I know we're kind of winding down. I think we have about 4 minutes to go.
We do.
I know that, you know, we probably want to, you know, give people, you know, our web information and all that good stuff in case they want to get a hold of us. So I'll just kind of let you go ahead. And, well, actually, if you want me to go ahead, I can, and then you can kind of close us out. It's up to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, for those of you that are listening, we want to thank you all for joining us. And this is Beverly Holloway. I'm also known as the Inspirational Life Guru. You can find me on my business page on Facebook at Inspirational Life and Wellness. That's with the and sign. You can find me at Inspirational Life Guru on Instagram, Beverly Holloway on Twitter. You can also go to my website and even book a free Inspirational Life session with me at www.inspirationallifewellness.com.
Nice. I am also on the web and on Facebook as well. You can find my life coaching and my weight release program. I do that as well, ladies. If someone's out there listening that knows someone that wants to get rid of some weight. That also has something to do with choosing yourself and self-care, ladies, and anyone out there that's listening. But Just Choose You can be found at the website of www.justchooseyou.com. I'm also on Facebook as well as Twitter and Google Plus. All of the social outlets, you can find me at Just Choose You. You can go on to www.justchooseyou.com. You are more than welcome to sign up for a free 15-minute discovery session where we would discuss and see if we are a right fit for each other. That's one thing that I'll do with my coaching as well. If I feel like I don't have a purpose or if I feel like I am not best to serve you, I definitely would refer you out to either a coach that I know or different services or something else like that. You can find us both at our together on Choosing Inspiration at Choosing Inspiration, and we have a Facebook page for that as well. The last minute of our show is going to be some shouts out to our sponsor, Mr. Bruce George, with the Genius is Common movement. Everyone is born with a genius. I encourage you to find yours. I encourage you to do something different. Just choose you and find your purpose, walking in your passion. I would like to thank everyone for listening to us this evening. Please join us again. We will be posting the next dates, August 23rd, September 20th, October 18th, November 15th, December 13th, as well as the 27th. We will hear from you. You all will be hearing from us again. Again, thank you for listening and tuning in. Thank you for choosing inspiration. Have a good evening.
Greetings, love and light to you all. My name is Janelle Navira Finney. I am the creator of Just Choose You, LLC. My genius is listening and providing a safe, confidential platform for women that deal with anxiety, depression, and weight management to explore themselves on a conscious level, improving their health on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. Through casual conversations, I coach from a model of peace, asking pertinent questions, exploring and evaluating those answers, acknowledging the information from those answers, creating an action plan, and engaging that action plan. You are the only one that controls your peace. Do something different. Just choose you. Genius is common.
Woman.